I want to show you how God deals with us and what He says in His Word and how we don't listen. Now then, you know, I tried to talk to a lady this morning, and I don't know exactly what God did with her, but, you know, you walk into somebody and you say, "Hi, good morning, young lady, how are you?" And she says, "Oh, you just made my whole day. You called me young lady." I said, "Well, praise the Lord, you don't look very old." I said, "Do you know Jesus?" "Yes." "Do you go to church?" "No." I said, "So you're a disobedient daughter." Well, that don't set real well. Well, you know, I mean, but you know, God is loving and kind, and He knows. I said, no. There's no special deals with God. But you said God is loving and kind, and He would never do anything bad to me. I said, "Oh yeah, if you're His daughter and you're not obedient, I can guarantee you sickness and disease will come to your body." I know, sir, God would never do me like that. I said, "You know, you believe something somebody told you. You have not read the Word. Let me show you what God will do to you if you don't obey Him." In verse 14, Job 33:14, "But God speaks again and again." Have you ever spoken to your children again and again? "Ma'am, since you were talking about disciplining your children, did you have to ever tell your children more than once to do something?"
"Yes, sir."
"Yes, I did too." So we speak to our children again and again, right? Well, God's no different here, see. It says, "And God speaks again and again, though we do not recognize it." Now, who do you think was talking to that lady this morning when I told her that she needed to get her a church and get in it? Yeah, God. That's exactly right. But it was coming out of my mouth. But He was sending me to talk to her. But God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it. And then if he speaks to you like that, in other words, you tell somebody something, you're talking to them, you're speaking to them, and if you're giving them the Word of God, that's God talking to them, but they'll rationalize it away, thinking, "No, God's this big, loving, kind God. He would never do anything like that to me. God would not put sickness and disease upon me. Never. He's too loving and kind." Well, it's obvious you don't know Him. You really don't know Him. Look what He says there in verse 15. After He speaks to us again and again and we don't recognize it, then He speaks in dreams and visions of the night when deep sleep falls on people as they lie in their bed. Now, how many of you have ever had a dream? How many of you have ever had a nightmare? Oh, you have some that scared your socks off. You had some of those too, huh? I wonder where those come from. Well, let's see. Next couple of verses. He whispers in their ear and terrifies them with warnings. You ever had one of those kind of dreams? A little sweet whisper in your ear. "I want you to do this." And it shocks you, terrifies you. That couldn't be God. He would never do me like that. He whispers in their ears and He terrifies them with His warnings. Why does God warn us? Do you think God wants us to be sick? No, He does not want us to be. He says in verse 17, He causes them to change their minds. He keeps them from pride. Now, have you ever had a dream that scared you so bad that you were going to do something and when you woke up the next morning, you just thought, "I can't go do that at all. I just can't go do that." Did it scare you that bad? You know, I've had those kind of dreams. You know, I've definitely had those kind of dreams. I'm going to do something and all of a sudden I have a dream that night and I think, "Whoa, you know, I don't know who that was. But now I know who it was. It was God. And He was whispering in my ear." What if He would have hollered in my ear? He's just whispering in my ear, "Son, you better pay attention to me. You better get rid of that pride and humble yourself. Because if you don't, you ain't going to like what I'm going to do to you." Somebody said, "Well, God, He's loving and kind. He would never give me a spanking." But this lady over here, she says the best thing you can do for your children is give them a spanking. Is that right? Yes, ma'am. And now you're right, too, because that's what God's Word says. So, after he causes them to change their minds, he keeps them from pride. And then let's go to verse 18. He keeps them from the grave. Now, do you want to die early?
No.
Aren't we glad he sends dreams and visions and whispers in our ear? Because if he didn't, where did it say we were on the way to? The grave. Now, I don't know about you, but I mean, I'm just a young feller myself, and you know, I ain't ready for the grave yet. Are you? I got work to do. Haven't you, brother? I got a lot of it to do. The kingdom needs men and women that's ready to serve him, right? Amen. I mean, boy. In fact, after what I just read the email, I'll stop right there for a second and throw this in, because this is something I read on an email last night. You may have read this. I don't watch the news, so I don't know what's going on in the world, but I get it through emails and stuff like this. But I understand that our boys in Washington, along with President Bush, have just voted in a new month for the Muslim called Ramadan. Anybody heard about this? Isn't this amazing that Bush has had a Ramadan party at the White House every year he's been in for the Muslims? And on the statement he made that, you know, the Muslim religion is the religion of peace. The Muslims are good, peaceful, loving people. And after all, when they pray to their God as Muslims, and we pray to our God, we're all praying to the same God. Oh, you don't buy that either, huh? But I thought Bush was a Christian. The more I learn about Bush, the more I wonder. I mean, isn't it amazing? I mean, it's just like the Muslim man that we saw at GLC, or one of them. One of the guys said, I was sick and injured in an accident. And after he said, I was a real terrorist. I'd killed over 200 people. 200. Yeah. Three Smooth Stones, that's the name of it. Yeah, his testimony is on it. He had killed over 200 people. And then as he was in a truck wreck and was technically dying, the guy come out and picked him up, and he throwed him over his shoulder and carried him to a hospital. And when he got there, he said, who are you? He said, I'm a Christian. He said, oh my goodness, Christians are supposed to kill me. And he said, we serve a God of love, and so I'm going to help you. And he took me to a hospital. And he said, the doctor helped me, and I didn't have any money. And he said, the doctor said, well, since you can't pay and their hospital wants to take you out, you're not well yet, I'll take you home with me because I'm a Christian. He thought, no, this don't compute. See, he went by what he had heard all of his life. Christians are supposed to kill us. Well, see, that's not the truth, is it? Christians are supposed to love you. But he got the wrong message, and he believed a lie. Well, he still gets to the point, and of course, God is the healer, and this guy can't get well. He just cannot get well. Everything this doctor can do. So finally, he calls out to Allah. I mean, after all, Allah and Jehovah God, according to Bush, is the same God. That's what Bush said, you know, so, hey, some kind of a problem here, and I don't agree with it. But anyway, this Muslim called out to Allah, and he said, Allah, I've been a good terrorist. I've killed 200 people for you. I need to be healed now. Will you heal me? And he said, nothing happened. Nothing happened. And so he said, finally, I'm crying out, Allah. And he said, I heard this voice say, why don't you call on the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? He said, I thought they were the same God. He knew Abraham because he knew Abraham was their father. You know, so he said, okay, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I need to be healed. And he said, immediately this radiant being stood right in front of me. And he said, I'm the God of Abraham and I'm Jesus. And he touched him and he was instantly healed. And let me tell you, this guy killed two people that was a terrorist. He ain't a terrorist no longer. He's a Christian. Amen. Totally changed his life forever. When the King shows up for you and you come to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the real God, you won't never be the same again. Now then, if you don't know Him, and you may have been in church all of your life, like I was. I knew about Him. I had made Him my Savior. But I had never really made Him my Lord, my God, and my healer, and my provider. In fact, when I asked the king years ago, I said, Lord, if what I'm learning from Your Word is true, if what I'm learning is true, and I said, then it appears to me that what I'm read in Your Word, I was not only saved on the cross 2,000 years ago, I was healed on the cross 2,000 years ago. I said, Lord, if that's true, and I learned it when I got a hold of this word right here, sozo, S-O-Z-O. That word is used 120 times in 103 different verses in the King James Bible. S-O-Z-O. And that word sozo means all those things. Saved, healed, made whole, delivered, and preserved. I said, now Lord, if this is true, then why have I been sick so many times since I was 11 years old when I accepted You as my Lord and Savior? Because by this time I was 45 or whatever. He spoke to me audibly. He said, son, the reason you have been sick is because you have never received Me as your healer by faith in My Word. Now, who would have ever thought that was sin? Just because I had never received Him as my healer, that was sin. And that opened the door to the enemy, and he was always making me sick, making me down in my back or doing something with me. That night, he said, I am a faith God. And without faith, it's impossible to please Me. Now, you know, that's already written in the Scripture, isn't it? Yeah. Hebrews 11:6. That's right there. That night, I fell on the floor. I received Jesus Christ as my healer. I received Him as my Savior when I was 11. But now, many years later, I'd got this knowledge. And now that you can't go beyond knowledge of the Word. Somebody said, well, I'm going to receive Him as my healer. Well, what Scriptures are you going to stand on? Where are you going to get your basic? Where's your information coming from? Well, I don't know. I heard you say it. It won't work just because you heard me say it. You got to know it in your heart, just like I did. But when I received Jesus as my healer that day and accepted Him as my healer, then you know what the Scripture says? That we're supposed to say with our mouth what's in our heart, right? So when you got saved, you walked out the next day and told somebody, I got saved today or yesterday. I'm a born-again Christian, right?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.